And I think one thing that we always talk about, Tracy, with Luke, and I think you say it better than anyone, you know, it's a change in mindset, it's an evolution, and everything that you do is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But we got to give ourselves a little bit credit.
Certainly. You know, we've done it before. We've mm-hmm. embraced change. We have, you know, as men and women of science, but also healthcare providers or moms or dads or sisters or brothers, we've all been through, you know, even as simple as switching from a flip phone to today's smartphone, you know, and these things, I mean, guide and captivate us until we close our eyes at night oftentimes, you know, and the power today of being able to feel confident, safe, secure, you know, lifetime, all those great things that I know, you know, as a hygienist practicing in a restorative office, wow, I wish I had Luke some decades ago,
mm-hmm.
right? Where I felt as though I could do it. And in fact, man, we overcame so many obstacles. We went from paper charts to the computer. We went from hard film to digital film.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just whether you're a dental person or not, we'd all agree. We've all been through this,
mm-hmm.
this matriculation of technology. And mm-hmm. we're giving phones to our grandmas and grandpas so we can FaceTime, and they're figuring it out.
Right.
So
they never knew they needed it.
Yeah.
They never knew they wanted it. And sure as heck, it was scary for them. Like, you hand them this phone and they're like, what am I supposed to do with it? And I know with change.
Answer when I call.
Hit the green button. We got some green buttons in Luke. Just hit the green button.
Hit the green button.
You know, but I think giving yourself a little bit of credit, but also give yourself a little bit of leeway that, in fact, this is something different. But you've handled change before.
Yep, and you can do it again.
You can certainly do it again. And, you know, it can be big and it can be scary at times, but just give it a go. And, of course, you have us. You have mm-hmm. all of these other resources to help you through the process along the way. And I think a big part of it is just being willing to remain curious,
mm-hmm.
to stay above that line of curiosity and, you know, be willing to ask the questions and, you know, move forward and be at the very least curious and open to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think something too, before we just move to the next piece, is I want so much for restorative offices to understand that this is a gift
mm-hmm.
that your specialist has given you. It's not something for them, it's really for you, for us in the restorative office to have this window into the
right.
patient journey, lifetime, safe, secure, never goes away, you can't break it, all these cool things.
You heard it, you can't break it.
We heard it here. I mean, that just to me builds for me in a restorative office, it builds trust for me. I feel now, I feel as though I can champion the patient journey and feel confident that I know what happens to them, mm-hmm. about them, for them when they leave my practice.
Totally. But also being open to, you know, just being like, okay, you know, it's not what I'm used to, it's different, and giving it a shot and knowing, mm-hmm. you know, being willing to try it out and see, okay, you know, sure, I may have to, not in my email, I might have to open a different thing.
Yeah.
But knowing that, okay, if I do that, what else do I get?
Yeah, and I will say, you know, it gives me, I mean, I think about when we get a system down and we're cranking and rocking and rolling, I think, uh-oh, you're asking me to do something different.
I'm busy.
Yeah,
I'm so busy.
I'm going to put up that block.
Yeah.
Or, you know what, that's not me, because let them handle it at the front, because I'm in the back treating patients. You know, as a hygienist, I could even probably hear myself some years ago saying that. And maybe even some of you can relate, right? So, I mean, when we think about communication, it's wow, right? You look at that, has it even taken place? And then if it has, like, how do I know it's happening? So, you know, I know these letters are going back and forth, whether it's through fax, email, smoke mm-hmm. signals, snail mail.
Right, getting lost in the mail.
How with Luke, though, Hannah, I think if you can take us through tonight's real tip and trick for, you know, how do I get my letters out of loop and into the chart?
Yeah.
Or out of loop and over into my practice management software.
Definitely. And I love, Tracy, where you're headed with that. And, you know, it's the cloud. And the cloud is, you know, this big, techie, like, scary, you know, it doesn't have to be scary, but you're like, what is the, you know,
yeah.
like, what is it? What is the cloud? What even is the cloud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I get my things from the cloud onto my computer where my doctor can find it? Like, how do I do that? You know, and I think we're so used to, and Tracy, you talk about this all the time, that the scan pile.
Oh, the to-be scan.
Oh, the to-be scan.
That means
pile.
I'll get around to it. It's not going to be today, and it may not be tomorrow, but hopefully it's this week.
Oh, see, now I'm going, that's a little bit different than the scan pile in the practice I worked for. Was like, that scan pile better get done today, and if it doesn't get done before close, that's fine. You can just do it in the morning.
I'm telling you, I saw patients as a clinical practicing hygienist where I never got the letter because it's sitting in the to-be scan file, and it's a critical thing. Like, someone's missing a tooth. We call those body parts.
It is.
Someone has a new implant. They might have a regenerative procedure. There was something critical that I needed to, as a healthcare provider, be aware of, or to alert my doctor. I'm that second set of eyes, right? I'm that trusted advisor to be that first responder there on the scene. If I don't have all the deets, I don't have all the what's going on into this mutual patient relationship.
Sure.
It doesn't build trust, I have to tell you, Hannah.
Yeah.
It builds, you know what? They must think that it's all about them. I mean, there's so many things we've made up in our minds about some of the specialists we've worked with over the years. And yeah, I just think, like, so much more than Loop. Loop is this platform, but wow, what a conduit to teach me, share me, grow with me, build a relationship with me so that I can trust my patient to you.
For sure. And I think, you know, coming from a, you know, not having clinical experience, coming from that admin side of things, and, you know, I'm putting the letter in the to-be scan pile because someone told me I need to put the letter in the to-be scan pile. And coming from working in a specialist practice, well, I sent you guys that letter, and why the heck do you really need that letter anyways? I mean, being a hygienist, can't you just look in their mouth and know exactly what's going on? You know, so for me, might have got put in that to-be scan pile, and, you know, I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't understand, or maybe I didn't see the bigger picture, or maybe it wasn't, you know, I'm busy answering the phones trying to, you know, trying to get the patients so you can clean their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't think about how that, you know, 3-week deep to-be scan pile might interfere with the patients you're actually seeing.
Thank you for listening. This podcast code word is trust.